said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me.
13th century, Sufi poet Rumi writes, there is hidden sweetness in the stomach's emptiness. There is hidden sweetness in the stomach's emptiness. We are lutes. That means musical instrument like guitar or so. No more, no less. If the sound box is stuffed full of anything, no music. If the brain and the belly are burning clean with fasting, every moment a new song comes out of the fire. The fog clears and the new energy makes you run up the steps in front of you. Be emptier and cry, like reed instruments cry, emptier, write secrets with the reed pen. When you are full of food and drink, Saturn sits where your spirit should. An ugly metal statue in place of the Kaaba. When you fast, good habits gather, like friends who want to help. Fasting is Solomon's ring. Don't give it to some illusion and lose your power. But even if you have lost all will and control, they come back when you fast, like show soldiers appearing out of the grounds, pennants means flags flying above them. A table descends to your tent, Jesus' table. Expect to see it when you fast. This table spread with other food better than the broth of cabbage. The more you stuff your system with material things, your power decreases. The more the system is clean, the mind becomes clear. Pranic journey has less to do with eating or not eating. It is the journey of freedom. It is the journey of higher consciousness. It is the journey to become more of soul and less of body. It is a journey of soul consciousness. It is the journey of purity. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, each one of you has to create, invent, find out your own method to become pure. The goal is to achieve purity, but how to achieve it? Every person will have to find out his or her own method of achieving this purity. And pranic living is all about achieving highest form of purity, the greatest form of celibacy. The moment you put irritating substances into your body, brahmacharya becomes difficult. With those irritating spices, salts and condiments and dressings, and you wonder why this is happening, and you feel as if your effort is less, you are reading less Murli, that's why this is happening. Why these urges and why these sensations are arising, and you feel guilty that my dharana is not good, that's why this is happening. I need to read more Murlis, I need to wake up a little earlier for Amrit Vela. So one starts focusing on Amrit Vela, one starts focusing on study of Murli, one starts focusing on Srimad. But don't forget, this is biology. This is biology. On one side, you are putting all the things which are unnecessary into the body. On other side, you expect purity. This is utter stupidity. So today we are entering into the 17th day of pranic living, and last 3 days everyone must, those who have done 3-day raw challenge must have experienced something which they never felt before. A bottle is so much dirty. Now you want to clean it. And the moment you put water, dirty water is coming out at the first. And then later on the bottle will become clean. But this phase, when the dirty water comes out, is the worst phase. Rather, it is worse than disease. And people give up, thinking that this is not for us. This is not my cup of tea. But they are forgetting a very important point. There are stored up toxins in your system because of eating all the rubbish cooked diet. And you have been eating it since childhood. And every day, 3 to 4 times a day. So all that you have eaten, which is cooked, has become stored up toxins. And they generate all the sexuality. And you want to achieve purity. And you keep on focusing on all other things. Except this one thing. So, the entire effort becomes futile. It fills you with nothing but guilt consciousness. The one and the only one method. There are only 3 methods, as I said. Only 3 methods to achieve perfection. The first is Raja Yoga, the second is Pranic Living, and third we have not discussed as yet. That remains a secret. Maybe in future class that would be revealed. These are the only 3 methods to achieve perfection. Only and only. The first is Raja Yoga, which includes the entire Brahma Kumari philosophy. The study of Sakar Murli, Avyakta Murli, Dharanas, Srimat, and everything which is needed. The second is BLS, Breatharian Lifestyle, Pranic Living, where you are not doing all these things for weight loss, for getting rid of some disease or nature cure, or for some purpose of looking good or achieving higher health and all. This is not the goal. These are little side effects, but not the goal. That the second and the third is one more. Without these, rather first these two, prepare your body for Raja Yoga. The very purpose of Raja Yoga is to become soul conscious. And how can you become soul conscious when so much dense and heavy and processed and cooked is entering the system? With all those cereals, with all those grains, that is damaging your brain. And the body is becoming dull, lazy, and sleepy. So there is no question. So last 3 days must have been tough. Those who had never done it before. But those who have done it, and with 100% success for them, now they have reached the next level of consciousness. But as I said, there are stored up toxins in the system. And the moment you try to clean, they will come up. And that is known as detox phase. But this detox phase is so terrifying and so dangerous sometimes that people give up this path. It is not for us. Forget it. We have tried it. That is rather the only and the one and the only reason because of this they give up. They don't want to follow it. Forgetting that, any new adventure, any new path you take up, it will be filled with challenges, obstacles, problems. But if you persist, the result would be joy and sweetness and love and higher consciousness and what purity you wanted to achieve from last 20 years and 30 years and 50 years and 60 years of yogi life. You find suddenly one day it has come to you. You are running after the butterfly and the butterfly is running here and there. And then you one day you sit and the butterfly clumps and sits on your shoulder without any effort. So whenever you undergo any detox phase, a person is eating cooked from such a long time and suddenly he is told about raw vegan. He undergoes detox phase. Suddenly he moves towards liquids. He undergoes detox phase. Suddenly he moves towards fasting. He undergoes detox phase. Suddenly he undergoes intermittent fasting. He undergoes detox phase. Or rather, any change of diet will make you to enter into detox phase. And you must enter into it. Till the time your body becomes so clean that anytime you can enter into fasting and come out of it without any weight loss. Whenever you want. Sometimes 24 hours, sometimes 72 hours, sometimes 4 days, sometimes 5 days. You enter into fasting and you come out of it. And you are doing all your work as usual. Without any tiredness. Without any detox symptoms. The vessel should become clean. Now it is filled. We don't need fat, we need muscles. Fat store lust and muscles store energy. So today we'll see some of the detox symptoms. And as I said, these detox symptoms are happening because the stored of toxins are coming out. So don't get afraid. Have patience. Wait. You must know the methods to tackle these detox symptoms. So what are the detox symptoms? There are so many and they can vary from person to person. It also depends on what stage you are starting this journey. You had been eating non-veg and suddenly you shift to veg. Detox symptom may happen. You are eating vegetarian diet, cooked vegetarian. And suddenly you shift to vegan, no milk, no dairy. There may not be too much here. Suddenly from vegan cooked, you enter into raw vegan. This is the phase where you have lots of detox symptoms. But as I said, this is a spiritual journey. This is not a journey of diet. It's a journey of higher consciousness. It's a journey of love of God. It's a journey towards the kingdom of God. Where you are reducing the body consciousness and entering into spirit consciousness. So what are those symptoms? The first, so many are there. We can take one by one. Increased craving for cooked. Intense craving happens. The body demands food. This craving is the result of toxins in the system. Just as an alcoholic is drinking alcohol from 20 years and he's told, stop. And he stops listening to your logic. And he's frightened, don't drink, otherwise you will die. And suddenly he stops. But by evening, he's restless. Because alcohol is the physiological need of his body. So also, food is an addiction and it has become a physiological need. And we have seen in last 16 days, what is the real food? Prana, the pranic energy, the pranic consciousness. But suddenly it will not come. It will take time. We don't need anything except the breath of life. And we have become so much addicted. The moment it is withdrawn, we start feeling symptoms and hunger, increased hunger and increased craving. If you get craving, it shows that your body is filled with poison. A clean body will not have hunger. A clean body is free from all hunger. No pangs, no hunger, nothing. What a beautiful stage this is. Otherwise, half of the time is gone in thinking about food, in preparing of food, in eating food, in digesting and eliminating. Cleaning. Polluting the environment with your plastics, with your garbage, with your waste. You are entering a lifestyle. They are working, earning money for food. Everything is for that reason. The moment your focus is removed from food, now you have what to think? You have to think of knowledge, of soul, of God. All these things are gone. And most importantly, body becomes so light. You can jump all the time and you can dance all the time. When the body is heavy, you have to exercise because of compulsion. When the body is light, you are exercising not because of compulsion, but because of the joy. Not to lose anything, but we have so much time. So the first symptom is increased craving. So when you get increased craving, don't give up. You can drink water and satisfy yourself, or engage yourself in meditation. That's why I said meditation is the foundation of pranic living. Contemplation of joy. Different varieties. That the other day we saw 13, 14 different types of meditations. It is not just think, I am soul, I am soul. You have to practice different types of meditation every day, as we saw the other day. So different types of meditation you can take help of. Different pranic activities we saw the other day. What all pranic activities we can resort to. So resort to all those pranic activities. Seek nature. So that this craving will go away, and also know that this craving is temporary. It goes away. Somebody feels thirsty too much. There's no reason for feeling thirsty. He has eaten a lot of salt and condiments and spicy things. Now, if you feel thirsty, a pranic person is never thirsty. A person who is on raw vegan, he never feels thirst. Because all vegetables have got water. The thirst is because of the salt. So increased craving, if it is happening, wait, it will pass away. It is short lasting, it is temporary. The second, weakness, too much weakness, and we feel I am weak because I am not eating. Why weakness is happening? Because I am not eating, because I have not taken my breakfast, that's why weakness is there. Weakness is not because of not eating. Weakness is because of release of toxins. I am feeling dizziness. Next is dizziness, chakkar. Why this is happening? Because I have not eaten. That is a simple logic. People feel that when we eat, we are powerful. When we don't eat, we become less powerful. The truth is absolutely again opposite of that. When you eat, you become weak. You need sleep. When you fast, you become powerful. But initial stages, the opposite is the true for people. They fast, they don't eat. Even if they miss one breakfast, by 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock, they start feeling dizzy. Why? It is not because they are not eating. It is not that the food is the source of energy. Food is not the source of energy. The source of energy is something else. Had it been so, how can a person fast for 40 days without food and water and still remain healthy? If you cannot fast even for 2-3 hours, and you will start feeling dizzy. Why the other person is not feeling dizzy then? The logic applies to everyone. Human body is same. You have not understood the functioning of human body. You cannot understand human body by reading medical books. You have to search nature's library. How it functions. How it works. It is not that suddenly a person comes and gets a heart attack. And he says, no, I am having no blood pressure, no diabetes, nothing. I don't smoke. And you don't smoke. You don't drink alcohol. You had no comorbidities. But what you were eating? the dead denatured food that was clogging and ossifying the system. So, increased weakness. So, if weakness happens, go to take rest and sleep during fasting phases, during detox phase. If you feel weakness because of change of diet, try eating only raw the whole day. By evening, if you feel weakness, go to sleep. Sleep is the source of energy. It's one of the big and good source of energy. Whenever you feel weak, go to sleep. Take rest. Do some exercises. Mild exercises, loosening exercises, little gym, walking, running, swimming. Something, whatever you want. But do. These are recommended. So, weakness, giddiness. Next, weight loss. This is the greatest reason that people stop this journey. Because suddenly, we have got two weight, false weight and true weight. Initially, there would be extreme weight loss because you are carrying all the unnecessary fat. So, all those things will go away and then the real weight gain will happen after some time. The weight gain will happen, but first, detox yourself. Remove all these dead things from the system. Initially, yes, maybe 10 kg, 20 kg weight loss and the whole world might become enemy. And because of their persistent comments, you will feel that this is happening because I gave up that cooked diet. Let me go back to it now. And you will go back to cooked. And again, the journey has stopped. You have not touched that bliss, that joy. So be slow. Even if this happens, don't worry too much about it. In this journey, you have to put a deaf ear, turn a deaf ear to three P's. Who are they? You find out. Who are these P's? You have to turn a deaf ear. So, weight loss will happen. Don't fear. Don't give up the journey. Let it happen. Once your body is clean, then the weight gain will happen automatically. Next, hair loss, hair fall, more so in females. When you go in this journey, a lot of hair fall will take place. But remember that even if the entire hair go away, new hair will grow and they would be thicker and blacker than before. A new growth will happen. Then next, teeth fall. Teeth will become loose. You will see, oh, what is this happening? That is also a detox symptom. Then next, constipation. Suddenly you start feeling constipated. So best is to resort to enemas, cleansing colon. Either plain water or coffee enemas. Coffee enemas are very powerful. Very powerful. They will cleanse the entire system. The whole body will become clean with coffee enemas or plain tap water enemas. Rather, on this journey, you can take help of enemas right from day one. Either 3 times a day, 2 times a day, 6 times a day, 7 times a day, 8, 10, 9 times a day. Unless and until the system is clean, you have to take off any help of enemas. Green juices and enemas, these are the only two methods for detox. Lot of green juices, keep on taking green juices. A time comes when hunger disappears. Body will become so clean that you have taken green juices whole day, 10 times, every 2 hourly. Now you don't feel hungry at all. All those cravings for cooked, processed, salt, spices, everything goes away. And you reach a stage that you don't feel hunger. You see people eating all the cooked stuff and you remain unaffected. Nothing touches you. You are immune to everything. So green juices and enemas. These are the only two methods in the world to treat constipation. All other drugs and medications, they are all toxins. So those who have not tried enema, try from day one, today itself. Twice a day, thrice a day. 1.5 liter water. Plain water, or you can gradually start putting lemon into that, or sometimes coffee. Coffee enema is very strong and very powerful. One can take help of these. So constipation is one of the detox symptoms. What else? Psychic instability. Mind becomes restless. Because this is not just physical detox, this is a mental detox. A very strong psychic instability happens. Your old memories, because food is associated with memories. You are not hungry. You say, I don't want to eat. But your mother comes and gives you food. Now, that food is associated with her love. Emotions. So we eat out of emotions, not out of hunger. So emotions, and you start understanding the moment you make diet change, so many changes are happening in mind, in psyche, in your subconscious mind, in your sanskar, in everything. So many conscious, subconscious vices are coming out on the surface. So many hidden emotions, traumas, pain, anxiety, fear, something, everything is coming out on the surface. It's a great psychic detox. So during fasting or diet change, you undergo the period of intense emotional disturbance. Intense emotional disturbance. A time comes when you feel like to give up everything and go and eat everything, even from outside. Whatever that is available. Madness. Total madness. But no, this is also a detox symptoms. And detox symptoms are side scenes of the drama. If pranic journey is a drama, detox symptoms are the side scenes. Don't get affected by all these things. People will come and say, oh, what is happening? Your eyes have gone inside. Your cheeks have become flat. Your stomach is going inside. You have lost 20 kg. What's happening to you? You look sick. Are you cancerous? Is it tuberculosis? Are you all right? Do you want anything? Should I prepare something for you and bring? People will come with all sorts of suggestions and taunts and comments. There is a boy in Mumbai. He is just 14 years old. He is on raw diet from last 1 year. His parents have again gone against him, but he says, I will not touch anything cooked. And he's so healthy and so powerful and jumping and running all the time. But his parents are a little unhappy. Not just parents, but the society. But he's so healthy because he says, I have touched the nectar. Why should I give up now? And gradually, regarding the weight gain, he will gain it gradually. Don't worry about weight loss. It will come back to you. You have to reach a level, the cosmos will decide your weight. You don't have to decide. The cow doesn't keep on checking her weight every day. My weight is not increasing or decreasing. Cow and buffalo are not bothered about that weight. We are bothered. Elephant, does it check his weights every day? Or the deer or peacock? My weight is less. This cow is so big. Look at the cow. What is she eating all the day? Grass. Where is the protein? Look at the body. The gorilla. The chimpanzee. What they eat? They are running, jumping. Energy is so powerful. So symptoms will happen. What else? Bloating, nausea, vomiting, insomnia. You will not feel like to sleep because now your body has getting rid of toxins. You will stay awake the whole night. Even this can happen. So much disturbances. Don't know what to do. And if you enter kitchen, then everything finishes. Dry skin. Skin will become dry. Itching will happen. Fever can happen. Suddenly high grade temperature. Don't resort to medications in such cases. Because here you are fasting to gain health. People do go on strike. Why? They don't eat food. Meet our demands. Their aim is to die and they die. Here you are not eating food, not because you want to die. Because you want to become healthier. Your goal is entirely different. People don't eat. There are different type of people. First, sick people, they don't eat. They are diseased. Liver is diseased. Kidney is diseased. They feel nausea, vomiting. So that is one type of fasting. They also don't eat. Jaundiced person doesn't like to eat. But our aim is not this. Second, a person is depressed. He doesn't eat. But third, person is neither depressed nor sick. But he is depriving himself of food. Why? Because he wants to become healthy. These two people will die because they don't eat. They will suffer from starvation, dehydration, death. But the third person, he will not die. Because his aim is not to die, is to get rid of disease. Here, first two persons, there is no hunger. Third person has mastered hunger. He has become victorious over hunger. This is an entirely different stage. It's a different affair. First two is physical illness and mental illnesses. Because that's why they are not eating. The moment the sick person becomes okay, he will start eating too much. Or he comes out of the depression, he will resort to overeating. But the third person is in the spiritual journey. He has mastered his hunger and thirst. So detox symptoms will come. Don't get afraid. Wait, relax, resort to pranic activities, music or meditation or exercise or swimming, jumping, walking, moving around. Then this phase will go away. Once you cross this phase, this Agni Pariksha, this test, then the journey is very, very simple. But you have to face that once at least. And if you feel nothing is working, go to doctor. And one more thing, always keep friends with like-minded persons. Raw eater should have friend only who is a raw eater. If you make friendship with a kitchen person and who is a cooked eater or he is a food faddist, then the journey will become difficult. Every time he will bring to you a new dish and you will get tempted because your food is associated with your past emotions and memories. So, keep friends with raw vegans. Read books, watch television, DVDs and everything. All the videos, so many videos are available. So, increase your knowledge about it. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods.
Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. 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 Deep.